So who is like a rain cloud enriching everything both near and far? One who holds the mind in the thought of bringing only benefit and joy to the world. Beautiful, huh? Who is like a rain cloud enriching everything both near and far? One who holds the mind in the thought of bringing only benefit and joy to the world. Okay, so like a rain cloud pours the rain equally, you know, well, more or less equally. It doesn't, you know, over in the area, the rain just falls there. And the rain doesn't discriminate, oh, I want to water that plant, but I want that plant to die, so I'm not going to fall over there, okay? And so similarly here, you know, somebody who holds the mind in the thought of bringing only benefit and joy to the world, okay, has the mind of impartiality or equanimity that is open and receptive and concerned with everybody. You know, most of us are quite partial. If somebody's nice to us, we like them. We want to help those who are near and dear. If somebody are mean to us, we don't like them and we don't want to help them or do anything for them. And then the people who don't affect us one way or another, nah, we don't care about. Okay, so here, you know, when they're talking about a bodhisattva or a Buddha, it's somebody who's eliminated that kind of partiality, yeah, and instead can look at everybody and see that in everybody's heart they're exactly the same, wanting happiness, not wanting suffering, that they're exactly the same in having been, you know, kind to us in previous lives and in this life, and they will be kind to us in the future. Yeah? And so with that mind of equanimity, then a bodhisattva or a Buddha goes about working to benefit others according to what individuals need at that particular time and also according to that individual's receptivity. Okay, so although the Buddhas and bodhisattvas from their side, you know, have an equal attitude towards us, okay, and although their motivation to be of benefit extends equally, and that's not going to change, okay, from our side, we are different, you know. When we are in a bad mood, when we're angry, when we're defiant, yeah, when we're arrogant, then very difficult, you know, for the Buddhas to benefit us because we're completely immersed in our own self-centered ego, okay? So that's kind of would be like the plant out there putting a raincoat on and basically starving itself from the rain that it desperately needs, you know, because of, you know, how sentient beings do. And then also because sentient beings have different dispositions, the Buddhas help us according to our disposition. So people who are inclined towards the hearer vehicle, he teaches those teachings. Towards the solitary realizer vehicle, he teaches those. Towards the bodhisattva vehicle, he teaches those. So, you know, while the way of interacting with each being may be different, the mind that cares about each being is the same. Okay? And so that, you know, that's the kind of thing we want to develop in ourselves, that mind that equally cares for everybody, but also the mind that can tune into individuals and see where people are at, you know, and what is it good to say to this person, and what should we not say to them, you know, that will only cause doubt or wrong views. Yeah, so it's not sufficient just to have a good motivation. We really need wisdom and skillful means as well to be able to benefit everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's a work in progress. But when you hear teachings like this, okay, what I get out of it is two things. One is, you know, these are the qualities of, you know, the Buddhas, who are the Buddha, you know, jewel that we take refuge in, and the qualities, same qualities but to a lesser degree, of the Bodhisattvas, the Sangha that we take refuge in, the Arya Bodhisattvas. And so when I hear things like this, it gives me something to think about when I meditate on refuge in terms of understanding the qualities of the objects of refuge. And it also gives me something to think about when I'm generating my motivation for doing the practice. Like, what kind of qualities do I want to be able to cultivate? And, you know, what's the advantage of all these different qualities, you know, if I really want to help others? And then what are the causes for these different qualities? Okay, so learning, you know, verses like this help when you're meditating on refuge. They're also helping when you're setting your intention and, you know, deciding how you want to practice and what you want to cultivate.